25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed to do, getting all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Awakening to Spirit Show. I am your host, Regina. You can find me on Facebook at Lady Dragon, Psychic Medium, and Reiki Healer, or on the web at www.ladydragon.com. Or if you'd like to message me, you can send an email at ladydragonpsychicmedium@gmail.com. Tonight I have a wonderful guest. Her name is Shannon Walbrand. She is South Africa's top psychic who has helped more than 25,000 clients so far by receiving direct and accurate messages from their spirit guides. She was born in the U.S. and has traveled to 48 countries seeking wisdom and healing. And she's also the author of Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides. So let's welcome Shannon. Hello.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really, really happy to be with you.
I'm so excited to have you all the way from South Africa. That's wonderful.
You know, just because I'm on the other side of the world doesn't mean that I'm that far away. You know how this works.
I do. I just love it. So, Shannon, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and kind of how you got started in doing what you do, and then share with everyone how they can get in touch with you if they would like an extended reading or any of your services that you have to offer.
Certainly, and thanks for that opportunity. Well, you and I have a lot in common. I read your bio, and, you know, we both believe that you are guided. We walk in this world not knowing what's going to happen next. And I don't think it's meant for everything, every detail to be revealed, because then what would we be having this human experience for? But we can tap into our guidance, our divine guidance, and I think we're meant to. And you have your techniques and I have my techniques. And I think actually we're supposed to be doing that. We're supposed to be asking for advice. I mean, don't you think that we wouldn't have been given these gifts unless we were supposed to be using them?
Very true.
So when I look at the different traditions that I've studied around the world, some of them are formal religions, some of them are shamanism or getting in touch with nature or indigenous practices. I really see that everyone, no matter where we are, as part of the human experience, is divinely guided and is walking step by step, slowly through a dark forest, with just a little flashlight and peering around and trying to figure out what is the next step. And once in a while, when somebody works with somebody like you or me, a lightning flash can happen and the entire forest can be lit up for maybe 3 seconds, and then you get an idea of the big picture, and then the lights go out again and there you are walking with just, you know, one foot in front of the other. That's how it goes.
Right. So how did you get started in this? Was it something that you know, like some of us were like right from the beginning, or was it something that you kind of came upon gradually?
I grew up in Minneapolis in a Catholic family, and I was formally educated in those ways, and I was very curious about the saints And I started reading the lives of the saints even when I was really young. And I wanted to be a saint, and I wondered how I could be a saint, like Saint Shannon. You know, there wasn't a Saint Shannon in the books. I thought, okay, it's my turn. How am I going to do this? And then as I got older and I realized that there are many, many, many religions and practices and faiths in many places, and I started traveling. In my 20s, I started traveling, and I haven't stopped yet. I learned to have much more respect for the many ways of being and the many ways of knowing. And it was when I was 33 that I finally had enough maturity for all of the oddness and the weirdness and the visions that I'd had from my childhood to coalesce. And that's when I heard a voice from outside of myself say, now it's time for you to help other people. And so I dropped my job and I started working as a psychic right then. I knew what they were talking
about.
Oh, wow. And that was in 2003.
Wow.
And ever since
I don't know if I would have that's like huge faith, you know, taking that leap and just doing what you're called to do.
You know which saint is
my
patron saint? 13, and we had to do confirmation and we had to choose which saint, you know? I chose Joan of Arc. And I love Joan of Arc, and I studied her, and I read about Joan of Arc, and she threw everything away. She left her village. She went to the big city. She told the king that she had a vision, that he was going to defeat the English, and all the priests and the bishops were against her. They were the ones that eventually got her burned, but she was right, and she led her king to victory. So she has been one of my main inspirations my whole life.
Well, that's interesting. I never thought of it like that.
So what can we do? You know, when we get messages from spirit, the best thing that we can do is to evaluate them with our left brain, imagine what can happen with our right brain, and then say, okay, this makes sense to me. I'm going to give it a bash. And then you do it. And the faster that we can respond to our spiritual guidance and our spiritual messages, actually, the better the results are going to be.
Well, that's good. Now, you just kind of touched on something that I really haven't told anybody, but I always see this as a circular motion. It's something comes in, it goes out, it comes in, it goes out. But there have to be, like energy flow. It flows in one way and it comes out another. And people have always talked about there's always a dominant hand or a power hand or a hand where the energy goes out. So
okay.
I started focusing on that and which one was which and which one is really. And for me, I feel the energy flowing in my left and then flowing out the right. So when you mentioned, you know, if we can think about it, read it, see it in our left, respond with our right, that's just like, oh, cool. That kind of just...
Sure.
You know?
I think that really makes sense. And I think that the way that you're portraying that circle, I don't mean to say that we have to do things fast, like spin on a dime, but I mean to be responsive to spirit. So like, you know that old song, you got to sing when the spirit says sing, you got to do when the spirit says do? That's what I live by, that song. That really makes me walk forward in faith and courage. And so, I've helped a lot of people. I work as a spiritual mentor to women who are developing their spiritual gifts. So I have a group of women, international women all around the world, who are developing their psychic and spiritual faith lives, and I'm their mentor. Then I work with individuals, helping them answer their questions, even their basic questions. How can I make money, and should I marry that guy, and should I buy that house? So people are in different places, and they need either specific direct answers or they need to rise up to the next level. But we're all seeking guidance, and I also seek guidance. So how can you get a hold of me? It's by my name, Shannon Walbrand. So all my social media platforms are just around that name. So I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and my website is shannonwalbrand.com.
Oh, good. So we'll post that up in our little chat group as well, so that if anybody of you is on chat, you can post it there, find it there. And when we post the link to the show, too, they can also find it there. So now, Shannon, you said that there's also a book.
Sure. I wrote a book. In fact, I wrote it in 2007, and so it's time for me to write another book. But the book that I wrote in 2007 is available on Audible. That's the fastest way to get it because, you know, you can just download the audio. And I read it out loud. It's 5 hours of reading. And it's the story. It was really easy to do. If you write a book, I think making an audiobook is a great way to get it distributed with no paper. It makes life so much easier. So it's half case studies of people who came in and saw me face to face, the questions they asked and the answers they got. And then the idea behind that is, I did this. This is how I did it. How can you develop your own senses in order to develop your gifts? And the basis of that, Regina, is, when you have 5 senses awake, you know, you can hear, you can see, you can touch, you can taste, you can smell, which of yours is the strongest? And you can use that one to leap into your 6th sense. So, I mean, I can tell you which one I think is your strongest. Do you want me to tell you what I think your strongest is?
Go for it.
Touch. So the texture of things is really important to you, how your clothes feel, how your food feels, and you have a little bit of texture aversion, so you don't like things that are itchy and scratchy or sandy. And touch is really one of your best senses, and so you can use it by developing your claircognizance through your clairsentience. So it's how you feel in your body.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, touch is, everything
that
you said about touch is right on. I was thinking smell because I smell everything.
Okay, so you can use that too. You can use all 5 of your senses. And what we're asking Spirit to do is, which of these senses is easiest for you to work with me so that I can heal myself and others the best and the fastest? So smell can certainly work for you also. The reason that they're telling me to tell you not to work so much on the claircognizance or on the clairvoyance is that you have a really vivid imagination.
I do.
Sure.
I do.
Which is fabulous. But the empath in you is a little bit stronger sometimes than the claircognizant.
Yeah, the empath is really strong. It's and this week it's been to the point where it's really overwhelming.
Oh, are you working on your boundaries around that? Do you know how to turn it on and off?
I do.
Okay, great.
I do. So that it was kind of surprising how I was. For me, it was really surprising for me that it was so in my face this week. I mean, because usually I can set the boundaries and I can get through what I needed to get through and
yeah,
you know, but it was just really kind of up and in my face. So I had to take time to just kind of do a little extra meditation and a little extra clearing of myself just to kind
good
of
for you.
Go through that.
I used to work more often with people face to face. I do it sometimes now, but because my clients are so far away, I often work via phone or Skype. I used to even vomit during a session, like I'd have to excuse myself and throw up.
Wow.
Because I was feeling their sicknesses, and gosh, was that horrible and gross. And then I negotiated with my guides. I said, could I please just have a flash of the feeling? Could I please just have like 5 seconds of the feeling? So we negotiated our boundaries around time and timing. And so I would have a severe stomach cramp, and I would say to the client, okay, so your stomach ulcers are really bad. It feels like you're being stabbed or punched in the stomach. And this comes from, cinnamon rolls. And he would say, yeah, well, it's cinnamon toast, But I had cinnamon toast yesterday, and I said, okay, look, this is completely out because I want to go throw up, and I don't want to do that.
That's fun. That's amazing. And you know, you can do that. You know, it's kind of like a work in progress when you first start knowing what works for you and how your guides communicate to you and how they show you things. I had guides show me things that I can't even put into words. And
yeah,
I say,
right.
You know, so it's like you can't, I know you need to tell me this information, but you have to find a different way to share it with me, to show it to me,
yes.
to let me feel it or see it something in a different way, because it was, some of it was so gruesome.
Yeah, I don't want to know about that stuff, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
The other thing is like, no, thank you. Yeah, thanks very much. Could we change the channel now? So the other way that I have worked with them on this is I only get messages about that client when that client is in front of me. And if I get messages about that client after she has left or after we've hung up the phone, and then I think, oh, what about this aspect of her divorce? You know, I should have told her maybe that she should ask for custody. Then I realize that I'm still connected and that's not appropriate because our time is over. So then I go and I wash my hands again, because I always wash my hands after each client. And then I say, blessings about that woman, and I wish her the best. And she's in God's hands now. She's not in my hands. I have no more responsibility towards her. She's out. And then, then I can settle down and then I stop thinking about her and her guides don't talk to me anymore, which is fine by me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So now, do you find it difficult, like, doing readings, like, through the emails or anything like that, or when you can't physically see or hear the person that you're doing the reading for?
So we each have different ways and different gifts, right? There are many gifts but the same
right.
spirit, and there are many works but the same Lord. But me, I'm voice triggered. So it has to be on radio, TV, on the phone, or on Skype. I don't need to see them. In fact, I don't even want to see them, because when I see them, I get clues, you know, by looking at their shoes or their hair or the car they drove or whatever. So I actually prefer just voice, because I could say to you, for example, I really like your hands. I really like how gentle and soft your hands are, and I like the gesture that your hands are making right now. It almost looks like a Buddhist mudra, a hand gesture. Okay, and then you can say to me, what are you doing with your hands? Because I can't, you know I can't see you, we're just on the phone. Okay, what are you
right.
doing with your hands?
I'm just writing.
And when in your other hand that's not writing, are you holding the phone?
Yes, I'm holding the phone.
So what they're showing me is that you're making an okay gesture. It looks like the first finger and the thumb are connected, and you're making a circle with your fingers. Were you doing that before?
That's how I hold the pen.
Ah, that's how you're holding the pen. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's my finger and my thumb meet. And then the pen is kind of in the middle of my two fingers.
Okay, so that's why I'm getting the okay signal. So have you ever seen in statues of Jesus, you'll see him doing this, like, okay signal, but you'll also see the Buddha holding his hands in the okay sign. Have you seen that before?
I don't believe I have, no. If I have, I wasn't really paying attention.
So now you can. But now you'll see it all over the place, I'm sure. So the word, do you know the word mudra, M-U-D-R-A?
No.
It means...
It sounds really familiar, though.
Okay. So we can hold our hands in different ways. Like my finger could be touching my pinky. My thumb could be touching my pinky, for example. And then I would have my three fingers up in the air. Looks more like a Boy Scout sign. And each of these hand gestures activates different meridians in the body, like Chinese medicine, you know, like Chinese acupuncture. And it gives you a feeling of calm, or it gives you a feeling of well, usually power or justice or love, because each of the fingers represents a different feeling.
I remember reading that. I was looking into, like, meditations, I guess, once. It was just curious to me why people would sit cross-legged and put their fingers, like, touch the two middle fingers to their thumbs, and why they would sit like that.
There you go.
That's
so
where
the word
I know
for
that from.
Is mudra, M-U-D-R-A, and you can look them up. So I don't know what each of them means. I really don't. Your guides are just giving me the message to you that you have beautiful hands, beautiful soft hands. You're holding them in a gesture of a Buddhist mudra, and you should look that up.
I
so
will
you
look
can
that
know.
Up.
There's a little homework for you.
I love it. That's wonderful. Well, Shannon?
Great.
Are you ready to take a few callers? We've got a full board tonight, so, you know, hopefully we can just kind of work our way through it. I am so excited. We've got a full board. So let's take our first caller. It is area code 858. You are on the air with us.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my phone call. Thank you.
Hi.
And
what's your name?
Hi, thank you, Shannon. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. What's your first name, please?
Oh, my name is Anne.
Thanks, Anne.
And my question...
Can you ask go ahead.
No, go ahead. If you need to say something, that's okay. I can listen.
Oh, I was
but
just going to say, could you please ask a brief question without any background information? So the quickest version of your question, not because I'm trying to cut you off, but because your angels already know who you are. The kind of answer that I can give is a guidance answer, an advice answer. So the best kind of question would be, how can I fix this? Or what should I do about that? Okay?
Well, actually, the question involves my daughter, and you probably need your name. I don't know if you need your name.
Okay,
she went
to be about
4-year
you.
College. Anyway, she didn't get her degree. She's missing some credits, and she has to move due to her family circumstances to another state that the school has
so
no country.
Can I stop
anyway,
for a moment? This is too much information. I need
okay.
you to just ask me the question. What is the question?
Will she get her degree? Because she was supposed to get it in May, and the diploma was canceled, unfortunately.
So you're asking a question about another person that's not you. But I'm talking to your angels and guides, and they want to help you get your answer. So what is a question that you can ask that is about yourself?
Well, it's probably my biggest problem at this time as I think about this and I worry. And I just don't know if she will...
How can I support my child?
I'm supporting her, but now they say it's up to her if she will be able to take this class.
Okay, we're not
understanding
each other just for a moment. I need you to ask a question about yourself. So it could be, how can I be the best mother possible for my daughter at
Well, that's okay. It's not the question that I wanted to ask because I'm doing everything I can. Unfortunately, now all the power is to her as I cannot go to school.
Exactly. And that's why
and
I can't actually answer a question about another person because the power is in her hands and I'm talking to you. And so what can we ask about you that would help you be more relieved? You could ask any kind of question that you want that's about yourself. But I can't answer a question about another person.
Okay. Then do you see a long-term romantic relationship or partner for me?
There you go. Now that's a question about you, isn't it? That's much better.
That's about
so
me. Believe me, it's not as important as my daughter. So that's why she was on my mind for the last month. Yeah.
I know you're worried about your daughter, but I have karmic limitations in that it wouldn't even be allowed for me to ask a question about another person, a third party. That's not at all within my range. My range is only with the client who's sitting right in front of me, which is you. So the question would be, how can I find a love? How can I find love in my life? How can I bring someone good into my life? Is that the question you're asking?
It's not love. I'm looking for a partnership, like either in marriage or a commitment, because I can go and date people tomorrow, and it's not the people that I want to be involved for the rest of my life.
How can I bring a partner into my life? Is that the right question?
Yes.
Okay. So your angels are asking for you to look at the work of the five languages of love and to find out which love language is yours. Because one of the reasons that relationships have been, as you say, you can find somebody to date tomorrow, but it's not a long-term thing, it's not a forever thing, and what you want is a forever thing. One of the problems that you've had in relationships in the past is that you feel that they don't care enough. And they say, I do care. And you say, I don't feel it. I'm not getting that sense of long-term commitment from you. You're not doing what I want you to do in order for me to feel fulfilled and loved. There's not enough. It's not happening. So when that happens, it's because the two of you are speaking different languages of love. And your language of love is service. It's when people do things for you that help you. But other people might want to give you the language of love of touch or the language of love of talk, and you think that that's kind of empty. It doesn't really show. You want people who walk their talk. So once you know that, once you figure that out, you can A, ask for it, and if the person can do it, great. If the person can't do it, it's actually better for you to cut ties and wait until you can get somebody who really can work with you and make you feel fulfilled and happy, because that's been the disappointing part for you. Okay, that's my message for you. I'm wishing you luck with that. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. So we're going to just keep going right on. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've got parameters about what I can do, so I can answer questions about that person who is calling. And the question should be just really brief and asking for guidance. That's how it goes. Not the whole story. It doesn't work that way for me.
Right. Okay, so let's take the next caller. 303, area code 303, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is this. I am interested in increasing my financial abundance, and I am wondering if Spirit could provide any guidance in that direction for me.
Absolutely. They're showing me that they'd like you to develop some side hustles that have to do with education, and they're showing me one called VIP Kids. Have you heard of this?
No. What is it again?
VIP, like very important person, VIP Kids.
Yeah.
VIP Kids is a program where you teach English to kids in China, and you can make pretty good money. You can work from home. You can tutor children because what you are is very organized, and you can keep the hours, and you can fill your schedule, and you can use the internet at home, and you have excellent English, and you are really smart, and you thrive in a kind of an academic setting. So teaching children online, overseas, making money on the side would really boost your income. It would really it can give you up to about $2,000 extra a month, which would really put you over your goal. It's kind of what you're looking for. So that's what you're aiming for. And it would actually be a little bit fun for you because there's a part of yourself that's not coming out, which is the part of actor stroke comedian. And that only comes out once in a while, but you're actually kind of funny. You're not showing us that, but you do have a good sense of humor.
Yeah, I love to laugh. Okay. Well, thank you. That's a beautiful, very clear tip. I really appreciate your guidance.
Okay, have a good look and see if it works for you.
Okay, will do. Bye-bye.
Have
now.
A good night.
Thank you.
Okay. And the next caller is 708, area code 708. You are on with us.
Hello. Hello, hi. This is Delphine. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey,
how
Delphine.
Are you?
How are you?
I'm fine. My question is, at the beginning of the year, I did my vision board of what I wanted to manifest in 2017 as far as abundance in my career and love life, meeting someone new and my career and finances. I was wondering, do you have any, like, idea of when any of those are picking up for me, or do you see anything?
Delphine, I haven't seen anything on that vision board come to fruition yet, and I think your question,
right,
if I could rephrase it for you, might be, how can I make these things come to fruition? Would you agree?
Yes.
So is it true that nothing yet has come out of the board? Is that true?
That's true.
Okay. Well, let's figure out how, and anybody who's listening can then also take on this lesson. I can make a beautiful vision board, but nothing seems to be jumping out of it into my real life. How can I make that happen? How can I shift that? So your angels are saying that when you look at the board, and you do, you look at it every day, you have a sinking feeling. You feel like, I wish I had that. I wish I had that. And I wish I had that. But the feeling in your heart when you're looking at the board is a little bit depressed. It's a little bit, oh, man, why don't I have that yet? I'm so frustrated. I feel so far from those pictures that I've put on my board and those words that I thought were so encouraging and uplifting. And now when I look at them, it just kind of depresses me. Delphine, how true is that?
That's pretty much true. Yeah, because I could be like, okay, when is it going to happen? I'm trying to put positive energy.
Yeah. So how your angels are saying that you can work with the vision board is two ways. They'd like you to take two steps. One is they would like you to jump up and down, really physically jump up and down, do jumping jacks for 10 seconds before you look at your vision board. And they want you to put a big smile on your face, even if you're faking it, and say, I am so grateful that I already have these wonderful things in my life. Okay, which is fake, because you don't have that. But the feeling is that you are carrying towards your vision board right now is not matching the vibration of the beautiful things that are on the board. So that's what they would like you to do. Jumping jacks and a big smile, number one. That's step number one. And then number two, right now, you're not dressing in a way of the person who has all of those wonderful things. And I am not at all telling you to go shopping, not at all. I'm just telling you that you have clothes in your closet that you're not choosing to wear. You're saying, like, I'll save that for a formal occasion. I'll save that for another day. I won't wear my red dress. Why should I wear a red dress? I'll wear that red dress when I have the boyfriend. But your angels are saying, oh, please, please, it's the other way around. Would you please wear the red dress today? Because that's how you get the boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay, can I ask if that's true? Are you wearing the red dress today?
No, I have dresses in my closet, that's true. And I do wear them for occasions because I do like a lot of networking events and stuff like that. Or if I'm going out somewhere fancy, I do dress up. So that is true.
Can you dress up today? Could you dress up on a Tuesday when you don't have anything special going on? Could you put on lipstick and wear the nice shoes on a Thursday? Is that all right?
That's all right, yes.
Okay.
Wonderful.
So those are the two steps that I would really like you to take, but I hope that you can hear the theory behind them. The theory is that you've got the board and you've got you, and there's a vast distance between the two of you. And the idea is for you to narrow the distance, to close the gap, by acting as if, that's what Mike Dooley always says, and to dress as if you are the woman in those photographs already. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, God bless you, Delphine. I'm hoping that your visions
Thank
come
you
true
so much.
Immediately.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Wonderful. I love it. So let's go on to the next caller. Area code 475. You're on the air with us.
Greetings, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. My name is
Hi. Hi. Thanks for being with us.
Hi. My question tonight, what does Spirit have for me in the finance department?
I'm not hearing your question clearly. Could you say it again, please?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I just need the question.
Okay. My question is my finance. Because I've been looking for work.
So that I think this line is breaking up a little bit. The topic is finances, but what do you want to do about that? What's the action?
I've been looking for work actively. Been doing a little side job, cleaning jobs here, there. Been applications, been going on interviews, but nothing seems to be permanent.
Okay, so how can I get a permanent job? Is that your best question?
My best question.
Okay, so what they're telling me is that they want you to get involved in a large organization that has many steps and many structures because you don't work extremely well with one or two other people, like at a mom-and-pop shop. You wouldn't work very well on your own. You work really, really well in a big organization with many levels, where you go step up, step up, step up, step up, and everything's really clear, delineated, the tasks are very obvious, and it's almost like they're asking you to join the army, where you have to learn this, and then you get that pay raise. Learn that, and then you get that pay grade. Have you done military?
No, my father is.
And what do you think about that? Is it an opportunity for you?
I thought I was too old.
I personally don't know about the details of whether that would work for you or not, whether you could, but that's what they're saying, the structure, that's how the structure would work best for you. So can you see what not to apply for? Please don't apply for a job in an office with only two people. Please do apply for a job in an organization that has many, many levels and many ways to rise. Okay, does that help?
Yes, it do. Can I get squeezed in
one
more question?
No, I can only do one on the radio. If you want to have a session with me, you can book in a phone session.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. I just had to wait for my computer here. 509, you're on the air with us. 509, area code? I think we may have lost that one. 509, are you with us?
Yes. Sorry about that.
Oh, I heard a voice.
I was grabbing
there.
A
yeah.
drink.
There we go.
Yeah. My name is Erica from Washington, and I kind of just mine's a weird question. I want to know how, or through my angels, how to increase my luck. I mean, I feel very grateful already for
that's
what I do have.
That's a fine question, Erica. Erica, that's enough. That's a good question. Thanks.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, they would like you to increase your luck by writing down and sharing on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, every single time that you find a penny on the ground. And what they're telling me is,
oh, cool.
Your angels are going to work with you to increase how much money you find. And it's going to start with pennies and nickels and dimes. And then it's going to get bigger. And somehow you're going to find a $5 bill and a $10 bill here and there. And then you're going to start getting windfalls of money where people, like you sell something on eBay or you sell something on Craigslist, and then somebody says, oh, do you know how much that's worth? That's worth $100. And then they give you $100. So your luck will be proven to you little by little through currency, through actual coins and dollars. What's interesting about you is that You're very evidential. You really like evidence. You are not one of these, I'm at a crossroads, I don't know what to do. You're not a wishy-washy kind of a person. So that's why they want to work with you in hard numbers to show you how lucky you actually are. Okay? That's what I look for.
Cool. Yeah, because I was thinking more in terms like last week I got pulled over and he gave me a warning for going too fast.
Very good.
So that type of luck.
So you saved yourself
$25.
You could ask
him,
how much was that ticket supposed to be for? Oh, that's a $25 ticket. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a perfect example. Good job.
All right, thank you. I'll definitely look out for, you know, that extra change on the ground. And
I want
you
to pick it up. And I not only want you to pick it up, I want you to photograph it. So put it in the palm of your hand, take a photograph, and then which platform do you use these days?
Oh,
like Facebook
or
Twitter?
Yes.
Okay, start posting it, and then your hashtag can be My Lucky Day. I'm so lucky. Go for it.
Okay. Yeah, sounds cool. All right. Well, thank you for your time, both of you.
You can tag me.
And for
you're
the
welcome. Tag me in your posts. I want to see them. Bye.
Thanks.
All right. Well, we're going to just keep going right along here. We've got, like I said, a full board. So area code 214. You are on the air with Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. My name is Bianca, and I'm calling from New Mexico.
Hi, nice to hear from you. What can I do for you tonight?
So, I have been homesick, and I just put in notice on my job because I felt like that my life now just isn't what I want it to be. So I'm trying to figure out how to ask
you to just go straight to your question, knowing that your angels, really, really trusting that your angels know who you are. Just go straight to your, and so what should I do? Or, and so how can I?
How can I deal with some of the fear and anxiety that's coming up because of the changes that I've initiated?
Thank you. So first of all, your angels are saying that you absolutely made the right decision. The environment that you were in was not suited to you, and it was not harmonious to you, and you started getting physical symptoms. The physical symptoms they're showing me were heart palpitations and also a skin something, like a skin rash. Could you see that? Could you see a skin rash coming?
I couldn't see the skin rash. I definitely had symptoms. I didn't see a skin rash, though. Even though I've had those in the past.
Like a breakout, you know? Okay, so the technique that they would like you to use is called emotional freedom technique. It's also known as tapping. Are you aware of tapping?
Yes, that's what I've been doing.
Are you kidding? Oh, great. Can I work with you on your script?
Yes, please.
Okay, here's the script that they want you to work on. Even though I don't know what's coming next, I deeply and completely acknowledge myself for how far I've come. Even though I'm afraid, I deeply and completely accept and comfort myself. I know how to self-soothe. Even though I don't have all the details, I fully and completely believe that I am guided. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
You can listen to the podcast so you can get it more clearly, and you can write it down when you listen to the recording of the show. But the tapping is working wonders for you. Keep on going.
Great. Thank you.
God bless. Bye.
Bye.
Wonderful. I love tapping.
That's nice that the angels know the details, eh?
I love it. They really do. Straightforward. All right, so we've got area code 678. You are on the air with us.
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, how can I help?
Hi. Yes, I had a phone interview yesterday. Sorry, mixed up. Do you see it being successful in me getting an offer, a job offer?
You know what? This is the kind of a question that sounds like it's about you, but there's nothing really any more that you can do about that. So a question that I could answer would be, should I wait or should I keep applying for other jobs? Because if there were something more that you could do, your angels would say, oh, you should write a follow-up letter. You should send them a thank you email. But in this case, there's actually nothing more that you can do. So your question would be, should I keep applying to other things? And that answer is yes. Should I just believe that they're going to give me the job tomorrow? No, it's not that quick. So you should keep applying for other things even now. But you know what's happening to me as I'm talking to you? I'm getting a cough in my throat. And my throat feels stuck and dry. So I just wanted to check with you. Has your throat been feeling stuck and dry lately?
No.
Did you say a yes or a no?
No.
The symptom that I'm getting is the symptom of an underactive thyroid. Do you know what the symptoms of an underactive thyroid are?
I do have thyroid.
Do you have a thyroid issue?
Thyroid. Yes.
Okay. So the thyroid and the thyroid is in the throat, obviously. And your angels are asking for you to really take this seriously because it looks like it's going towards Hashimoto's disease. Is that what your diagnosis says?
No, I'm hyperthyroid.
Rather than hypothyroid, your thyroid is out of order. What are you using to balance it? Are you using something natural?
I take a natural prescription, Armour thyroid.
Okay. So I got thyroid, and I got cold hands and cold feet. And I was wondering if you knew that kelp is another alternative that you can add into your diet, kelp, the seaweed.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Would you look into that?
Yeah, I can.
Would you please? Because the message that I'm getting, I mean, I got throat thyroid right away, and what it means is I think your thyroid is needing extra support.
Okay. I'll see. I just went to the doctor about a month and a half ago, and it was fine, so.
Okay. I'm seeing that, you know, everybody's body has a weak link in the chain. Like mine is my small intestine, and that's where whenever I get sick to my stomach. But some people always get ear infections, or some people always get candida, or some people have trouble with their eyes or whatever. But what your angels are pointing out to me is that your thyroid is taking strain and that it needs extra support. So just have a look, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And I do think that you're going to get that job. I just don't think that you're going to get it fast enough. So I think that you should apply for other things in the meanwhile.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless. Bye.
Have a good evening. All right. The next caller is area code 347. You are with Shannon.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Great. What can I do for you?
Outstanding.
I wanted to know about my love life and when I will be meeting someone new or getting into a serious relationship.
So I would love for you to ask that in a more empowered way. Instead of a fortune-telling kind of a question, which is when will I meet somebody, could you please ask how can I meet somebody? Because then it puts it back into your own powerful hands. Can you try asking it like that?
Okay, how can I meet the man I'm going to have kids with?
You're throwing me a curveball already, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to meet anybody. I want to meet, you know, the have kids with.
Okay, I'm hearing the age that you're at right now is 38. Can you tell me the age that you're really at?
A 4 and a 0.
Did you say 40?
Yes. Well, I said 4 and a 0.
Yeah, I got you.
Yes.
I'm on an international phone line, so I'm hearing you, but I'm not always hearing everything that you're saying. So
the
according to your guides, they would like you to move ahead with the plan for pregnancy without waiting for the perfect guy because the perfect guy is not ready for you. So your angels would prefer that you went ahead and had the child and that you were a single mother by choice and then brought the man in when the child was about 3 years old. Why is this? Because I'll give you the formula for success here. Because an infant takes a ton of time, and a new relationship takes a ton of time and energy. And starting to do those two things at exactly the same time is kind of like going to university and working a full-time corporate job simultaneously. And both of the people would suffer. The baby wouldn't get enough attention, and the husband wouldn't get enough attention. You have very particular ideas about how you want to raise that child, how you want to raise that baby. If you want to breastfeed, if you want to formula feed, what you believe about sleeping, what you think the baby should, you know, how a baby should keep a schedule. You're really quite determined and a little bit stubborn in the way that you're going to raise that baby. And the person who would be your husband would have quite contrary ideas. One of the most vulnerable times for a new marriage is when a baby comes in and the people bring in what their families believe about the baby, and then they start arguing about it. The baby should sleep in the bed. The baby should not sleep in the bed. The baby should eat solid food. The baby should not eat solid food. All of a sudden, these historical things about our families come straight in. So to avoid that, you can have everything you want if you do it one at a time. But if you try to do it all together, the system will collapse. Okay, that's what your angels are saying. I think I just ask you to pray about that and see if it resonates for you.
No, it doesn't. Absolutely not. It does not at all. I was just wondering, so did they say how I can meet whoever? So,
what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that you want to do this. I'm not suggesting that this plan is going to appeal to you or that it's going to be the way that you wanted it to happen. You want it to happen A, B, C. The angels are pointing out that if you do it A, B, C, you might not get the C. You might want to listen to the podcast and listen to this again, because they want what you want, but they're saying that you're trying to force it to happen in a certain order, and that may be a recipe for disaster.
Okay, but does it say when I'm going to meet a guy?
Wow. I would love for you to listen to that recording again. God bless. Bye-bye.
Definitely listen to it again. Have a good evening.
That's right.
All right. Oh, sorry, my cat jumped. Okay, we've got area code 111. I think this is a Skype.
Okay, let's hear it.
Are you with us? I don't know. I think we've lost her.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
There you go.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I'm good. My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Can I answer an angel question for you?
Yes. I was just wondering, how can I get more, how can I get a job, you know, as quickly as possible?
Is it any job or is it a specific job?
Well, I put out some applications, but I haven't really heard, I haven't really heard back from a lot of them. So, I mean, a job that would be for my highest good, I guess.
Okay, because the first job that they're telling me that they want you to work at is at Aldi. Do you know the grocery store called Aldi, A-L-D-I?
Yes.
They just want you to get a job at Aldi because it will pay for your bills. You'll have access to really good organic groceries.
Mm-hmm.
You'll meet nice people. And you've got a creative project on the side that actually takes up a lot of your brain energy and a lot of your psychic and mental strength. So, I mean, I can ask you, are you writing a book? Are you writing a song? What are you working on?
No, I'm not writing a book or a song. Maybe you're picking up on a Facebook page that I'm managing for someone.
Ah, are you developing the content? Are you developing social media content?
Yes.
And is it creative and interesting? Do you like it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. do you think that those blog articles, those articles that you're posting, could turn into something bigger? Do you think that as a blogger or as a social media influencer, that could become money-making or a creative adventure for you? Like, you could turn them into a book? People do that.
I don't think it would be possible to do a book because I don't write that much. But I definitely do see a future with the social media thing and working virtually.
I also do. So even though if I tell you to work at a grocery store, you might say, what are you talking about? What I'm trying to say is if you worked the hours that would get you benefits and then you could throw all of your creative and mental time into developing your social media and social media managing career, I actually think you could become a digital nomad, someone who saves up enough money to travel overseas and work on her computer wherever she is, and then you can come back and still have your job. So They're showing me that foreign travel is high on your list. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you want to go to Thailand?
Sure.
Yes, and 100 other places also.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you learning how to make those pictures with the words on top of them and all of those beautiful things?
You mean like a meme?
Yeah.
I've never made a meme, but I don't think it's difficult.
It's not at all. Do you have a smartphone?
Yes.
So there's a free app called Snapseed that works really well for that.
Okay.
Snap, like snap your fingers. Seed, like you plant a seed for a tree.
Okay.
So the answer is stop trying to, and the reason that you're not getting a quote-unquote good job is because it would actually derail your dreams of traveling, because then you would feel committed. But if you have a job at a supermarket, you won't feel bad about quitting it and taking 5 months to travel across Southeast Asia. So that's
right.
Their answer. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless. I'm glad we
talked.
Thank
you.
You can follow me. You can follow me on the Twitter, and then you can send me your new memes, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Nice.
Bye.
Okay. Next caller is 646, area code 646.
Is this the last call that we have time for?
Maybe. We've got about 4 minutes.
Okay, let's do it.
646, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's your question?
So my question basically in regards to my love life, first of all, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. I just want you to go straight to your question without any background.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm in the laundromat. So I do apologize. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with the sound. I just want you to go straight to your question because you're our last caller.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, thank you. Okay, so currently I am single, okay, but I do see someone coming into my future sometime next year in 2018, and I'm going to ask your question. Okay, so my question is this. Okay, I've been having visions of a female calling me, for example, like the person that I might end up talking to. I've been having a vision that, for example, that she might call me. Do you see that happening? But she's just basically calling just to, you know, to be nosy, I would say. But do you see that coming?
I'm not getting a clear answer to this question because I'm not quite understanding your question.
You know,
I'm
it's
sorry,
kind of hard. You know what?
What would you really
that's
like
okay.
to know?
That's okay, because it's kind of hard for me to talk. So let me just skip to a career. Currently, I'm looking for a new job. I work in customer service. So you see a new job coming, I would say, by September.
So how you can ask this in an empowered way is, how can I get a new job?
Okay. How can I get a new job?
Yeah, the difference between your other question is a fortune-telling question. Will a new job happen? But you are a really powerful person, and you can make stuff happen. So the right question to ask is, how can I get a new job? And the answer is, to volunteer to substitute in management when the people go on vacation and when they go on maternity leave and when they take a break. It's to say, how do you run that? What do you do? How do you make that program happen? How do you do the scheduling? It's to bug them and follow them around and ask them lots of questions, and so you become indispensable. And your angels are showing me that the management above you, the next level of supervision, is rather loose and scattered, and that there is a bit of a revolving door there at that level. And so it would be very easy for you to step in. So they're not suggesting that you look at another company. You should stay in your own company, but move up by substituting for them when they take breaks. Okay?
Okay, sounds perfect.
Thank
I do
you.
Apologize. I have laryngitis,
okay.
So it's kind of hard for me to talk. Okay, so I'll talk to you again. Thank you. Bye.
God
Thank
bless.
You.
Bye.
All right, Shannon, we've got about 5 seconds left if you want to tell everybody again how they can get in touch with you real quick.
Thank you for having me. My website is shannonwalbran.com. And always remember, you are guided.
Wonderful. Thank you, Shannon, for joining us. Hope to have you on again. Everyone, have a wonderful evening.
God bless.